Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we come together in this time of worship, and we join together and we lift our voices together and we hear God's word together. By the way, how are you? All right. I love to hear that. Now, how many are saying that when people ask you how you are out in public? How many are saying that? So what type of responses are you getting? What? Huh? I swear, it makes people stop and think. I think so. Anyway. Well, we are here to worship this morning. And we are here to hear what Jesus says. Today, we will be hearing about loving your neighbor as yourself, because... Okay, come on, you got to get on board now. You got to get on board. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. All right, there we go. So, let's prepare our hearts and minds this morning with our confession of forgiveness. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. And let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection this time. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our opening hymn, Yesu.
Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve your neighbors we have from you. Kneels at the feet of his friends, silently washing your feet. Master who acts as a slave to them. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have in you. Who's wealthy and poor, varied in color and race. Neighbors are nearby and far away. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have in you. These are the ones we will serve. These are the ones we will love. All those are neighbors to us and you. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have in you. Kneel at the feet of our friends, silently washing their feet. This is the way we will live with you. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have in you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Good morning. The psalm for today is Psalm 19, and I ask that we read it responsively with you, the congregation, responding with the bold print. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims its maker's handiwork. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, it comes forth like a bridegroom out of his chamber. It rejoices like a champion to run its course. The teaching of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the simple. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Above all, keep your servants from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound, and innocent of a great offense. The reading for today is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, Which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Why don't the kids come up at this time?
Good morning. Come on up.
Come on down.
Good morning. It's okay. Come on up. Hey, guys. So, in our gospel, they were talking about commandments. Do you remember talking about commandments maybe in Sunday school? Not really, yes. What do you remember? Were they maybe called the Ten Commandments? Yeah, do you remember any of them? Rowan, do you know any? Do not kill. That's a good one. That's one of the first ones, actually. Do not kill. So by not killing, are you showing love to someone? Yeah, that's pretty loving to not kill them, right? Does that also show that you're loving God by following the commandment? Yeah, good one. Very good one. Any others? Do you know any others? Well, I have a cheat sheet here. Oh, Pastor Randy knows one.
I know.
Okay, call on him. Call on him. Say, go for it.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Oh, do not bear false witness. What the heck does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Well, what do we do? Do we need to ask him?
Yes.
Ask him. Ask him. Say,
don't
what does that mean?
Don't say bad things about your neighbor, but speak well of them.
Oh, don't speak bad things about your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Just the person sitting next to you? Sophie, you look beautiful, but Rowan, gotta ditch the jacket. Is that being nice? No way. Is Rowan my neighbor too, even though he's not sitting right next to me, and even though his house isn't right next to mine? He's my neighbor too. Everyone is our neighbor. Everyone. And if we don't say bad things, is that showing love?
Mm-hmm. If you don't hurt them, they won't. If you hurt them, they won't play with you. If you don't hurt them, they will play with you.
You're right. You're right. If you don't hurt their feelings, if you don't hurt them physically, like on their body, then they will be friends with you. That's great. That's absolutely great. And by doing that, are we showing love? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? In our gospel, Jesus says, you can almost not need this cheat sheet of all these 10 commandments that we've been trying to follow all along, because if you, one, show God love, and you show your neighbor love, it covers all the rest. That's it. It's that simple. It's that simple. Can I share a story about our Friday? Do you remember Friday, Rowan, when you and I were out on the playground together? He's like, I don't remember yesterday, right? I'm with you. But I'm so glad you're here today, because Rowan and I had a moment on the playground on Friday. I was with a friend out on the playground, and he had done up his hair really well. He was doing his picture retakes. Do you remember? And you came running up, and you said, oh, man, I love how you did your hair today. That was really showing love. That was awesome. And then you tried to play on the playground for a while, and that was really showing a lot of love. I loved it. I was really, really happy to see those moments. And that is what our gospel is all about today. Showing love wherever we can show love is following all those other commandments.
And also, if you don't share and you do share, it's nice too.
That's right. Sharing is nice as well. It's kind of combined in those showing love, right? Excellent job. Excellent. Thanks for coming up today.
Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we give you thanks this day for your goodness and your grace. We give you thanks for being who you are, being the God who is creator of all and extravagant in your love for us. Help us to be extravagant in our love for each other. We give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Now, every time we come around to that, I want you to say, that's what he said. So whenever I say, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself, you'll say?
Yes.
And if I even only say part of it, you'll say?
Yes.
What? A newcomer had come to school for the first time. The children all stared at his skin because it was a different color. He was small for his age. He had a club foot. But one girl, whose name was Heidi, quickly and easily made friends with this newcomer. One day in the playground, some of the kids began to tease and make fun of this newcomer. Now, Heidi came to his rescue by saying he was still her friend. And she proved loyalty by playing with him. Still, the teasing and the name-calling went on. She told the other children to stop, and eventually the kids got to pushing and shoving. And finally, the teacher came to stop the fight. Now, Heidi had stood alone in the fight, defending her new friend. It was unlike Heidi to fight. And because her clothes were torn, her teacher called her mom to come to school with clean clothes and to have a talk with Heidi about the fight. After Heidi was all cleaned up, she met with her teacher and mother. Heidi was asked to describe what had happened and why she did what she did. And her reply was simple. It was just plain simple. She said, the newcomer, the little boy, was her friend, and others should not make fun of him. Jesus loves me, said Heidi. And Jesus loves all the little children. And I wanted the other boys and girls to love my friend and be kind to him like I am. He can't help it if his skin is a different color. If he is small and has a funny way of walking. Heidi was an ordinary girl. But there was something very special about her. She was special because the grace of God had visited her. And she knew about God's love so that she could accept and love others. Especially this little boy. Heidi was like most little children, but she was also different. Different because she lived her faith. She lived the love of God that God has for her through Jesus Christ. She lived it. Heidi felt good about herself, and she felt she had self-worth because of Jesus. So then she could love others with the love of Jesus. She fulfilled Jesus' commandment to love. The gospel this morning, where Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and your neighbor as yourself.
That's what he said.
Oh. Snuck up on you a little bit there. Heidi knew that Jesus' love didn't just apply on Sunday, but it shaped her whole life every day. Now the Pharisees, they were trying to trap Jesus. Pharisees had come to Jesus to try to trick him. They had made 613 laws to explain the 10, which were boiled down to 2. Some of these laws had weights to them, which means that some carried more weight than others. Some were more important. Which were the most important? This was what they were trying to trick Jesus into saying, which was the most important. Jesus turns something very difficult into something very simple. Jesus is saying, how simple can you be? How simple do you want it? Here, it's summed up in these 2 laws. Love the Lord your God with your whole being and love your neighbor as yourself. This is how to respond to the amazing love that God has for us in Jesus. That is what God wants from you. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Heidi, in our story, knew what it meant to make the law simple. She loved Jesus, and in turn, she loved the noodle boy, who was different. It was that simple for her. Love Jesus, and then you will be able to love those around you. How simple can it be? With these 2 commands from Jesus, His only commandments in the New Testament, Jesus made the laws simple for everyone. Love God first, and then you'll be able to love your neighbor, is what Jesus is telling us this morning. Love God, love your neighbor. See, it doesn't have to be the long thing. It can be the simple thing. On I-35, south of the cities, there's a big board that says, love God and love people. Now, I don't know what church it is, but I like it. Maybe that's what we should put on our lawns. Love God and love people. Because, how do we love God? I would like to say that loving God with all of one's heart means we love God with a genuine love, with a sincere love, with a love that means something. The opposite of that is to love God with a convenient love. Convenient love. With a love that is turned on and off. With a love that falls away when it doesn't suit us. To love God with one's whole heart means, I think, to have an attitude that loves and respects God at all times. Our lives need to reflect that love we have for Him every moment of our life. This kind of love says it's important for me to be in contact with God, to be attentive to God, to learn more about God, to be open at all times. It says that I want to go to places where I can find God. But you know what? God's already wherever we're at. And most effectively where He can find me. God can find me. What does it mean to love God with all your soul? I'd like to say that means for me to love Him enough to respect God's authority in my life. To know what God wants for me as I make decisions about what's right and what's wrong in my life. You may be familiar with the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer. How many have heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a was a pastor during World War II, and he was part of the underground church of resistance to Nazi Germany. He wrote many things. Many things. By the way, he died shortly before the war ended. He was executed. He wrote a book called Cost of Discipleship, which tells us that we cheapen God's grace for us when we do not take it seriously in our lives. He says, cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. Baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Our lives need to be well aware of the costly grace of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, as we take seriously our love of God. Now, I want you to notice that Jesus doesn't stop here. He says, yes, we ought to love God with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole soul. But then he says the second is like the first. Second is like the first. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus is saying that the first commandment is to love God, but equally important is Jesus saying that we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's not second nature. It goes along with it. Loving my neighbor does not come after I have learned to love God, but it comes along with it. For loving God is not something I have to achieve before I can love my neighbor. But loving God and loving neighbor is all the same, a part of the same thing, at the same time, at the same process. Loving God and loving neighbor goes along together as well as, I'm wearing socks and a shoe, they go well together. At this time of year, ice cream and apple pie. Loving God and loving my neighbor cannot be separated, but must work together as a way to respond to the love of God as we respond to the saving work of God in our lives. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus is saying that the first commandment is to love God, but equally important is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Loving one's neighbor is another way that we respond to the love that God has for us. Loving our neighbor is not second to loving God, but equal to it. Loving my neighbor does not come after I have learned to love God, but it comes along with it. For loving God is not something I have to achieve, but loving God and loving neighbor is all part of the same thing. You know, Heidi had it right. It was simple. Heidi had it right. She says, Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves all the little children, and I wanted the other boys and girls to love my friend and to be kind to him like I am. How simple can it be? How simple can it be? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. invite you to stand as you're able, profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Longing for God's will to be fulfilled among us, we pray persistently for the church, the world, and all people in need. Almighty God, holy and righteous, cut our hearts open by your living word. Break down our pride and self-assurance, and transform us by your gentle mercy, Lord, in your mercy. Bless workers who clear fields to prepare for the barren season to come. Bring the harvest of your creation to completion, even as we look forward to the blossoming of new life, Lord, in your mercy. Exercise and establish your true justice in courtrooms, in prisons, and in neighborhoods. Guide those who manage great wealth to do so with generosity and compassion, Lord, in your mercy. Pour out favor this day upon those who are afflicted and feel far removed from you. We pray especially today for Lisa, for Sue, for Gary, for Don and Arlene, for Dave, for Ann, for Gay, for Kathy, Barb, Alexin, Gordy and Carolyn, Christy, Bert, Lorraine, Eileen, Sean, Otto, Libby, Owen, Sam, the family of Viola Olson, the family of Harold Jensen, and all those that we name in our hearts. Send them companions who will show them you are ever near, Lord, in your mercy. Build our relationships among people of different beliefs and backgrounds. Use the cooperation between this congregation and others in our community to reveal your goodness, Lord, in your mercy. For those who are affected by hurricanes, be with those who are in Florida. Grant them your grace as they seek to recover from the devastation. Lord, in your mercy. Gather us with all the saints whom you have made righteous in the death and resurrection of Christ. Through him, give us all the gifts of your kingdom and life eternal. Lord, in your mercy. Enfold all things in your compassion, O God, and bring us into your life through the full faithfulness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. I suppose we better take the bread, huh? Gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Our Lord Jesus is the host. He invites you to come. So come and eat. Please stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing song, Go My Children with My Blessing.